Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna pick up where we left off in lines. Today's Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. I think we're by Bishlama, like four lines to the bottom. So the Gemara is going back to the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that we mentioned yesterday. When it says the word Moshav in the Torah, does that mean any place where you're sitting, any place where you are? Or does that mean only after you've inherited and settled the land upon entrance in the times of Yoshua? So the Gemara now says, Bishlama lamanda amar moshav kol makom she'atem yoshev mashma. The following is going to work out well according to the one who says that moshav means any place where you're sitting. I mean, anywhere in the world, that the mitzvah is noheg everywhere. That's the Shita Rabbi Kiva we saw in Amud Aleph. According to him, the Isser Chadash that says moshav, it doesn't mean only when you get into the land. It means moshav anywhere in the world. According to him, Chadash is noheg everywhere in the world. So according to that Shita, everything works out well. Haidu d'ksiv, it's understood when the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Va'ayachlu me'avora aris mimachras ha-pesach, that when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they ate from the tfua, they ate from the grain, the new grain, after the first day of Pesach. Because they had to wait for the Akravas Omar. So they waited. Right? That would be Tezai Nisan, Machlokas, interesting Tosso here, not necessarily for what it says, but who he quotes. He quotes the Ibn Ezra, which I'm not sure how often that happens in Tosos. Tosos actually quoting, well, the Ibn Ezra, which I think is pretty interesting. Right? Because the problem is this, it says, the Pesach is Machras HaPesach. The Pesach is given, the Ibn Ezra asked, the Pesach is brought on Yudalid. Machras HaPesach will be Tezvav. Why are they eating the Chadash on Tezvav? You're supposed to be eating the Chadash on Tezayim, which is the day after the first day of the holiday of Pesach. Not the day, you eat the Chadash the day after the holiday of Chag HaMatzos, not after the Hakrovos of Pesach. So Tosfos has to go through to figure out. But we're going to learn and say that Machras of Pesach here means after the Yontav of Pesach, which means after on the 16th. So that's when they ate it. Because Meikaro lo achol. But before that, meaning on Yontav, they didn't eat from the Truma. From the Tua. Alma, what's the reason? Akruv Omer, Bahadr Ochel. They had a Mimakruv the Omer, and then eat. So why is that Bishlama? Because Bishlama means that the Isser of Chadosh was knowing right away. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Moshav means right away, all places. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Elamanda Amar, La'achar Yerushav Yeshiva, Nechal Alter. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the Isser of Chadosh only takes place after you've entered the Yarish Yisrael, and you Yarish on it, and you sat in it, so there was no Isser of Chadosh yet. So what are they concerned about Chadosh now? Just eat the produce. Why are they waiting until the day after Pesach to eat the day after the first day of Yontif to eat the Chadosh? So the Gemara says, no, it's not that they weren't allowed to, that they didn't need to. So the Gemara says, lo hayu tzrichi. They didn't need to, Rashi says, shenistapku min haman shebekeleihem. They still had enough man left over. So they still had enough man left over. They didn't have to eat the, they could have, but they didn't need to. They wanted to eat the man. Right? They wanted to eat the man. The chziv, Gemara proves that Bnei Yisrael had man in their kelim. Diksiv ubnei Yisrael achlu es.
So the man went bad after one day.
So they'll get to that in a minute. Right. So the problem is that according to this, if they ate the man, well, man is not tvua, right? Man is not wheat, right? Man's min hashamayim. So how would they yotze matzah? Matzah has to be from the chamishus min edogan. How can mun be what you used for? Mun be what you used for matzah? If they didn't eat, so he says. Well, maybe they ate the first kizayis of matzah via tua, but they continued eating the mun the rest of the Pesach because they didn't want to.
I also thought the mun could be whatever you wanted it to be.
It tasted whatever you wanted it to be.
So if you wanted to be matzah, it'd be matzah.
No, you wanted to taste like matzah. It tasted like matzah, but it's not matzah. It's mun.
Mun was kidneyish.
Mun was kidneyish.
So, okay.
I thought you could only eat man the day that it came.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. But it's mun is not mun. No matter what it tastes like, it tastes like ice cream. It's not ice cream. It's mun. It's mun. So you're not yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with mun. You have to have chamishas minei dagan, and mun is not one of the chamishas minei dagan. So the question is, where do they eat it? So Tosos in with Akrov, he says, what?
It was soy, it was nothing.
Toast, top toast, we shall maksha, lamlo ochlu matzah mechadosh, for yavo asnei de erer tochlu matzah. That's a different question. Okay. Fine. Okay. So, how do we know that they had enough man left over? or they had, they were still man. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Ubnei Yisrael ochlu es haman arba'im shana." Bnei Yisrael ate the man for 40 years, ad bo'am el eretz noshavus, up until their arrival into Eretz Yisrael. Es haman ochlu ad bo'am el tzei eretz Canaan. They ate the man up to the border of Eretz Canaan. So the pasuk itself is a steam neibay. Did they eat it until they came into Eretz noshavus, until they entered? Or do they eat it only up to when they got to the border of Eretz Canaan? Which one is it? Right, so Eif Shalomar, you can't say Ad Boam El Eretz Nosheves, you can't say they ate it up until they came into Eretz Yisrael, Shekvar Neamar El Ktzei Eretz Canaan, because they already said that they stopped at the border. Eif Shalomar El Ktzei Eretz Canaan, you can't say they stopped at the border, Shekvar Neamar Ad Boam El Eretz Nosheves, they ate it until they came into the land. So okay, so how do you work this out? Gemara says, B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe. On the 7th of Adar, the Gemara is going to prove that later, Moshe dies. U'pasak man milireid. And upon his death, the man stops to fall. Because, right, the Gemara in Titus works out that the man was b'schus Moshe. Right, Bar Miriam, the man was the b'schus of Moshe. So, right, B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe. Pasak man milireid. The man stops to fall. V'hayu mistap gemi man shavikleim. But they had more mon in their kalim. They were allowed, they kept more mon, you know, left over. Ad shisha asar b'nisan, until the 16th of Nisan. Meaning they had like 33 days, 34 days worth of what? They had reserves. They opened the reserves. Price went down. They opened the reserves and they had mon left over. Ad Paris Yosef asks right away, what's going on here? How can you have the mon? It was an usar to leave over mon to the next day. So the pasuk and Shmo says, and I leave with the mon. So he quotes that the mon that fell on it was mon that fell on Friday, you kept double. So that mon you're allowed to keep. Maybe that you're allowed to keep over.
The Shabbos mon.
They also say that
there's a vial of mon in there.
Right, the Moshe Rabbeinu died on Erev Shabbos, so the mon that was in their kalim was the mon that fell on Friday for Shabbos. I'm not sure how they had to have so much left over then for over a month worth. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Under the same.
Right.
The whole thing was the
So the other answer they gave, that the Isser to leave over the month was only during the time when the month fell every day. Once the month stopped falling, so that day they just gathered everything and there was no Isser to leave it over.
And Moshe put a
vial
of
mud
in the
arrow and stayed in the whole time. That's the Torah told Moshe, he was commanded to do so.
Okay, exactly. It's an ace, an ace, an ace, an ace.
Yeah, that was a commandment. Make sure there's a mud in the. Make sure there's mud in there. That's a commandment. Here it doesn't say anywhere they were commanded to keep the mud. They did. Like Menachem said, all right, they did. I mean, that's exactly. The whole thing is supernatural. So what's the difference, one way or another? Okay. So now the Brisa is going to have another Brisa dealing with the falling of the mud. Yomar says, "Ubnei Yisrael achlu es haman arba'im shana." Bnei Yisrael ate the man for 40 years. So the Gemara says, "V'chi arba'im shana achlu." Did they really eat the man for 40 years? Halo arba'im shana chaser shloshi yom achlu, which would be 40 years minus 30 days, because the man only started falling on the 16th of Iyar. It was a month with that. So I don't understand what the question is. Yeah, so it went from the 16th of Iyar to Zion Iyar, but they still ate the mon till Mar just said it. They ate the mon for another 5 weeks. I don't understand the kasha. Okay, it says Bnei Yisrael Achlu Haman Arba'im Shana V'Chi Arba'im Shana Achlu Halo Rak Halo Arba'im Shana Chaser Shloshim Yom Achlu El Olam L'Chah. To tell you, the Talmud to teach you Ugo Shehotziu Mitzrayim, that the cakes that they took out of Mitzrayim Ta'amu Bahem. Ta'am mon, that they tasted like mon, which I thought that mon tasted like whatever you want. But the Torah says that the ta'am of mon is katsipichas kedvash. That's what the mon tasted like. So
rounding off to 40 years, minus 30. You know.
They're looking at it literally that it was for 40 years, yom yom basically. So Gemara says, but they didn't, because they only started. They didn't eat for 40 years. It only started tez zayin eder, right? Because the pasuk says. Right, on the 15th day of the Yom HaSheni, 15th day of the second month, which is a month after they left Mitzrayim, right? And over there it says Vayilonu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, and then it says Hinei Mamtir Lechem Lechem in Hashemayim. So it's mashma that only from that point in time did the month begin to fall, a month after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Next brisa, we had mentioned Tana Idach b'Shiva Asar Meis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar, and he died on the 7th of Adar. So how do we know that? Minayin shebis sibasar mace. I don't know. Shouldn't say that he was born first. He was born on the swords. I don't know. Not a big deal. Okay. Minayin shebis sibasar mace. How do you know that he died on the 7th of Adar? Okay. We're going to do a calculation. Shenemar. The pasuk says, Vayomashon Moshe Eved Hashem Eretz Moab. Right? Moshe dies. To end the Sefer Devarim. Excuse me. Moshe dies. Uksiv. He dies. And then it says, Vayivchu Yisrael es Moshe Baros Moab Shloshim Yom. For at least 30 days. For 30 days they're having spayed him in Aros Moab. I mean, they haven't crossed yet. Uksiv. And then the first pasuk of Yeshua says, Vayihi Acharei Moshe Eved Hashem. And it's Vayomar Hashem Yeshua Ben Nun. Vechulei. Uksiv, in the pasuk base it says there, Moshe Avdi Meis, Moshe's died, Vata Kumavor, you now get up and go across the Yarden, right? So this sivoy is given only after, clear only after 30 days, because they sat in Aras Moav for 30 days. Uksiv, and on that day, that Yeshua prepared Bnei Yisrael to cross the Yarden, he commands the people, he says, if he commands the leaders, he says, "Ivru bekerem machaneh, go in the midst of the camp." Vitzavu esar amle mor, command the people, saying, "Hichinu lachem seida, prepare sandwiches." Kibaot shloshes yomim tavrus ayardim. Another 3 days, you're gonna cross the Yarden. So now we have 33 days. 30 day, and right, that uksiv, and then it says, "The am alum in the Yarden, but asor lacholish arishon." The nation came out of the Yarden on the 10th. Of Nisan, 10th of the Chodesh Rishon. So Tzemehen, Shloshim, Shloshim Yomim. Count, now knock off to 33 days, because they waited 33 days. Knock off to 33 days that they waited. Yomim Lefreya, Halamat, Shiva Ba'adar, Meis Moshe. You see that? You count back from the 10th of Nisan to the, tap back 33 days. I guess they knew whether it was Malay or Chasar. They count back 33 days, and it turns out that it's 7th of Adar when Moshe dies. Uminayin, Shiva Shiva Asar, Nolan Moshe. So how do you know that he was born on the 7th of Adar? Shneamar, the pasuk says, on the day that Moshe died, he says, "Vayomer aleihem ben mea ve'eshim shana anochi hayom." I am 120 years old today. Lo uchal od, let's say, slavo, I no longer can go, you know, with you. All right, she'ein tamad lomer hayom. Why say hayom? You say 120 years old. What do you mean hayom? Specifically hayom. Uma tamad lomer hayom. Milamet shakadosh baruch hu yoshev umamalish noseim shal tzadikim miyom liyom yicholish cholish. Shakadosh baruch hu completes the years of the tzaddikim, you know, up to the exact day, to the exact month. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Es mispar yamecha amalei." The days of your, the number of your days, I will fill. So, since we know that he already died on the 7th of Adar, and he says I'm 120 years old today, then today means 7th of Adar. He's 120 years old. That's when he died. Okay. Calculation for when he died, I think, is better than the calculation for when he was born. But okay, the Mishnah had mentioned that Orla and Kilayim are noheg. I don't like the word noheg. It's like noheg is like a minhag. The halacha is, but the Mishnah uses the word noheg. So the Mishnah and Kilayim, that Arla and Kilayim are obligations, bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Sorry?
Applicable.
Right? Exactly. And Chadash, there was a machlokas between in the Mishnah. I don't know how to read the Mishnah, whether or not Chadash was noheg in chutz la'aretz as well. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalosh mitzvos nistavu Yisrael b'chnisasim la'aretz. Three mitzvos were commanded to Bnei Yisrael upon their entrance into the land. They weren't commanded beforehand. And what were they? We're going to say that those are Chodosh, Orla, and Kilayim. Those are the three. But nevertheless, even though their tzivui was only upon entering the Eretz Yisrael, no hagos, they're applicable, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. They apply both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. V'hu adin, and we're going to learn it from, it's obvious. We're going to learn it from a Kavah Homer, I guess. V'hu adin sheyinahagu. I mean, it's obvious that they would be applicable both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because we're going to learn a Kavah Homer from Chadash to Orla and Kilayim. The Gemara says as follows. Ma Chadash? Chadash she'ein isuro isra'ola. Chadash is not a permanent iser. Every year, if you mock with the korban, it becomes permitted. Right? Ve'ein isuro isra'ona. Apparently, there's no Isra Hana by Chadash. I guess you can give it to your animals. There's no Isra Hana. And then it says, V'yesh heter l'isiro. There is a heter to its Isra. Major machlokes, we don't know what that means. Rashi says, Yesh heter l'isiro. He says, B'yom shisha asar atzmo, isiro nitar im yesh omer karev. That something that is asar can become mutter, like on that day. Even during the day of its Isra, it can become mutter. Rashi says specifically on the 16th, in the morning it's Asur Yomak V'Korban, on the same day it's also on its Mutter. Okay, Tosos doesn't like that. Tosos brings different Shitos. Okay. So he says it has these three kulos, and we know it's Noeg Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein L'Chutz La'aretz. I don't know, how do we know that? Like, it's saying it's a Kal V'Chomer, because we know Chadash, which has these three kulos, is Noeg Bein Ba'aretz, Bein L'Chutz La'aretz. Well, you didn't get to that first stage of telling me that Chadash is Noeg Bein Ba'aretz, Bein L'Chutz La'aretz. But that, taking that as a given, that Chadash is Noeg Bein Ba'aretz, Bein L'Chutz La'aretz, and has these three heterim, so then, Kalayim Kal V'Chomer, because Yisuron Yisrolim, Kalayim is Asr forever. The Yisuron Yisrohana, and Kilayim is Asr Bahana. The Ain Hetel Yisuron. And once Kilayim is Asr, once you're Chal and Isr of Kilayim, I guess what Chadash is saying is that something that becomes Kilayim is always Kilayim. Something that's Chadash cannot necessarily always be, it's not always Chadash. Come the 16th of Nisan, it turns. But Kilayim, Ain Hetel Yisuron, it turns, once it's Kilayim, it's Asr. Ain Odin, Shinogu, Be Marj, Be Machutz Laretz. So Kabbal Chomer, it should be knowing. In Chutz La'aretz as well, Chodesh, just like Chodesh is, so too Kilayim. And Behu Adin La'Orla B'Shtayim. And so too the Din of Orla is more Chomer than Chodesh, but only in two ways. Kilayim was more Chomer in three ways, Orla was only Chomer in two ways, and since the Gemara doesn't explicate which two ways, clearly is going to be Machlok Rishonim, as which two ways Orla is more Chomer than Chodesh. So Rashi says, Behu Adin Orla B'Shtayim, second to last Rashi, Af ha'orla ba'al b'kav v'chomer zeh b'shnei hochachos, with two proofs. Meaning, af ha'pish ha'shlish di ein ba'i. He says, it doesn't have the third one. She'ein isur isur olam. Because the isur of orla is not isur olam. Because he says, on the fourth year, then what grows from the tree is mutter. Okay, so Tosa says, fine. But the orla itself is isur isur olam. Those things that for the first 3 years are usher forever. Now you're going on to the other produce that comes out after. It depends on the perspective, what you're looking at. He says, "Aim is miu isur hanahu, but orla salasur hana. The aim lo heter betochim beisura. During the days of its isur, there's no heter. You know, there's nothing that you can't do anything. So, right, orla is only with two. Nevertheless, so therefore, kal v'chomer from chadash, just like chadash is no bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz, so too orla is going to be knowing bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. But I just don't like. Where did they get that? I guess maybe from our Mishnah. I don't know. Like the Brisa takes for granted that Chadash is Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein Mechutz La'aretz, because we're learning, since that's Mechutz La'aretz, is no egg, so to these other two that are more Chomer. But where do you get that first? I don't understand where you get that first step. All right, maybe you get it from elsewhere, not from the Brisa. Now the Gemara brings a Deya that's Cholik. The Deya that's Cholik is Rabbi Shimon Yochai's son. Right? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon on there. Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, Kol mitzvah shenitztavu Yisrael kodem knisasim la'aretz. Any commandment that was commanded by Yisrael before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, what is that? Dahainu chovas haguf. Anything that's a chovas haguf, that's not specifically tied to the land of Eretz Yisrael. So noheg es bein la'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. That's no matter what, that's noheg across the board. La'achar knisasim la'aretz. Anything that's noheg only upon entering Eretz Yisrael, meaning anything that is a chovah of the karka, that is Ein Noheg is El Ba'aretz. That's Noheg only in Eretz Yisrael, except for Chutz Min Hashmatos Ksafim, Shmitos Ksafim, V'Shiluach Avadim. Right, Shmitos Ksafim is totally in the land because it's based on Shmita, and Shiluach Avadim is also totally in the land because it's totally on Yovel. Right, Sha'af Alpishin Stavu Aleim La'achak Nisasin La'aretz. Even though they are noeg only because of the Chachnisa to Eretz Yisrael, because of the land, of the agricultural cycle in the land, they're noeg bein be'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. So according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Chadash is not noeg in chutz la'aretz, and Kilayim and Orla are also not noeg in chutz la'aretz, because those are commandments that are given v'knisas in la'aretz. So he holds that all three are not noeg in chutz la'aretz, whereas his father said all three are noeg in chutz la'aretz. So he's cholik on his father across the board.
What would be an example of Chobos Sagov?
Tefillin.
Not Eretz
Yisrael. What? Chovas Haguf is a personal obligation.
I understand the common tradition of Eretz Yisrael, the
Ba'aretz. Right. So I said to Rashi, he said that Hainu Chovas Haguf, no Heges Bein Ba'aretz Bemechutz La'aretz. Anything that's no Chovas Haguf goes across the board, but anything that's a Chova Ba'aretz, which means dependent on the land, is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So it's dependent on the land, except for Shemitah Ksafim and Yovel and Tzvichar Vadim. It's dependent on the land. then, including Chadosh, Kilayim, Orla, only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, according to right, according to Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The mitzvahs that are taloi in the land are noheg only in the land. The mitzvah are taloi in the guf are the meaning of kodesh pnisim la'aretz according to Rashi means a chovas haguf. That's what Rashi says. The top Rashi tahainu chovas haguf. So a non-agricultural mitzvah, which is a chovas on the guf, is noheg whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or whether you're not in Eretz Yisrael. An agricultural mitzvah, which is taloi in the land of Eretz Yisrael, is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. That's according to the Shita. If it's taloi in the karka, only in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not taloi in the karka, everywhere else. What?
We're ignoring kodim kisasim.
No, we're explaining kodim kisasim. That's what we're explaining kodim kisasim. Rashi says, la'anhiga kodim shuks la'aretz, tahainu chovas haguf. No heges, bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. Because you could be knowing to do that even before you walked into Eretz Yisrael.
But they didn't, in fact. So they take away Shabbos, you said.
What do you mean?
They keep a lot of the mitzvahs in the
Midbar. I don't know, that true? Okay, I don't know if that's true.
So how do we understand Yaakov being able to marry sisters because he was outside the land of Israel?
That's a totally different topic, whether the Avos were actually, A, were they Jewish? B, even if they were Jewish, were they commanded on keeping all the mitzvos? Did they have all the mitzvos? That's a totally huge different topics. Before Matan Torah, so that, I mean, there are midrashim. Let's say that the Avos kept.
Who, you're right. Who says he did it in Chutz La'aretz only?
Why? Because she died when he came.
Who says that?
It's one shita.
One shita.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a major separate. Okay. Separate topic, but that's a separate topic. How that worked? Okay. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second, but why are you telling me that you guys were all hacking on the other thing? You're saying Shemitah's Ksafim is Chovas of the Aretz. Shemitah's Ksafim, Chovas of Guf. It has nothing to do with the land.
Shemitah.
But so what? The Shemitah's Ksafim is not to do with the land. Shemitah's Ksafim has to do with, I lend you money, you owe me money, I have to forgive the loan. At a certain time, I have to forgive the loan. The Gemara says, "Hashematas k'safim chovas gufi." It's not totally in Eretz Yisrael. It's not totally in the land. That's the timing you gave it for me, but it's chovas haguf. So the Gemara says, "Lo nitzucha elalich desanya." We need to teach me this because of the following brayso. Desanya, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, "V'zed dvar hashmita shamok." It says shmita twice. We've seen this multiple times. Right? It says, "Zed dvar hashmita shamok kobal maaseh yadah asher yaseh b'reyu." So it says shmita shmot double. Shtei shmitos hakasim v'davar. Achas shmitas karka v'achas shmitas haksafim. As karka and ksafim are tied together. Bizman shatam eshamei karka. When you do shmitas karka, then atam eshamei shmitas yemeshamei ksafim. Then you do ksafim. Bizman sheiatam eshamei karka, iatam eshamei ksafim. So shmitas ksafim is tied to shmitas karka. It's linked. So according to this, Rav Elazar Shimon learns that the mitzvah shmitas ksafim, even though it's a chovas haguf, nevertheless, it wasn't noheg until they came into Eretz Yisrael, going forward. Just like mitzvah shmitas karka is tluyah ba'aretz, so too shmitas kesafim is tluyah ba'aretz, and therefore, had it not been for the chutz, right? Because he says chutz mei, had it not been for the chutz, you would not have been noheg shmitas kesafim chutz la'aretz chutz la'aretz. That's what I would think, yeah, it's a separate thing. Okay, the Ema, but why don't we say as follows? Why don't we learn as follows? B'makom she'atam eshami karka, tam eshami ksafim, or b'makom she'entam eshami karka, entam eshami ksafim. Right, why don't we just continue all the way and just say, okay, you have this comparison between Shemitah's karka and Shemitah's ksafim to tell me when the chiyuv began. The chiyuv began, come entering into Israel. So let's say, go a step further. Only at the time you do one, do you do the other. So now that there's no Shemitah, at least the Raisa, there's no Shemitah's karka, say there's no Shemitah's ksafim either, even in Eretz Yisrael, because why, if they're so tolerant to one another. So he says, no, Talmud Lomar, ki kara Shemitah la'Hashem. At the end of the pasuk, by Shemitah's ksafim, it says, because you called out Shemitah to Hashem, that's a riboy, and it says, mikol makom. So the pasuk of Shamot, I'm not exactly sure, I mean, this is Shemitah, Dvar Shemitah Shamot, teaches me that the onset of Shemitah Kesafim only begins with the onset of Shemitah Karka, but once I've started it, I have another lima to tell me that it becomes independent and continues throughout time. It's linked to begin, it's linked for the onset, and then it's separated for the continuation.
That's kind of weird.
I'm not even clear the limud. Kikara Shemitah LaHashem. Right, it's Pasuk Zedmar Shemitah Shemot, Kol Bal Mashe Yado Asher Yashe Bereyu, Lo Yigos Esreel V'Esachiv Kara Shemitah LaHashem. I guess because it's extraneous, because we just said it's Shemitah already, maybe. Right. Okay. So the Gemara then says again, now, Gemara says, why did Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon teach us that the mitzvah of Shiluch Avadim is nowhere in Chutz Laretz? Shiluch Avadim Chovas Agufi. It's also Chovas Aguf. It's an obligation upon me to free my slave at the Ovel. It's nothing to do with the Karka, nothing to do with the agricultural commandment. So the Gemara says, Salka Daitach Amina, I would have thought, Ho'aluksiv, since it says in the Parsha of Shiluch Avadim, or one of the Parshas of Shiluch Avadim, this is right. It says, "Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz." That it says in the Liberty Bell, you should call freedom in all the land, right? Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz, Ba'aretz in only in Eretz Yisrael, yes, but Chutz La'aretz no, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says it says Yovel he, right? It says Yovel he Shnas Chamishim Shanot Yelahem, which means Mikol Makom. Aretz would have implied only in Eretz Yisrael, but it says Yovel he, therefore applies everywhere, even the Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says Im Kain, if the mitzvah of Shluch Avadim is no Hegis Bechol Makom, Mat Talmud Lomar Aretz. So why does it say Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz? It just says Ukrasim Dror. What is Ba'aretz? Ba'aretz is meaningless now because it doesn't have to do with the Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, "Bizman shehadror noig ba'aretz, noig b'chutz la'aretz." Now it says for this, it links up the time. If Yovel is noig in chutz in Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel is noig b'chutz la'aretz. Angel are noig ba'aretz, ain't noig b'chutz la'aretz. But if there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, there's no shluch avadim b'chutz la'aretz. When it came to Shemitah, we separated for that. We separated them. When it comes to Yovel, we maintain the link because it only applies when it applies in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
I think you're a man of Eretz Yisrael, you lose it.
Eva Kanani, I thought. It's an Eva Divri. I thought that Allah was by an Eva Kanani. No? What?
Pashtabi.
It's Eva Divri, because the Eva Divri is not good for Kanani.
Not Eva
Divri.
What? Eva Kanani,
you're not
bringing out Eretz Yisrael.
But this is talking about an Eva Divri. I think that's different. I think the Allah is different. Right, because the Eved Ivri, I guess you're diminishing his mitzvahs by taking him out of Eretz Yisrael. The Eved Ivri is still the same.
Exactly.
He doesn't lose any. He's the same. He's already obligated to begin with. I think so. I'm sure. I think that's the difference. Okay, the Gemara before brought the machlokas, right? We just had the machlokas of Shimon and his son of Elazar about whether Chadash, Orla, Kalayim, or Noeg, and Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, if they're not, then if you do any Isser, if you do the Isser, the Rabbanon, in Chutz La'aretz, basically. So now, Tanan Hassam, we have a Mishnah in Orla, third parak in Orla. HaChadosh, right, the Chadosh, Asar min HaTorah b'chol makom. Chadosh is Asar mi de'oraisa, bein be'Eretz Yisrael, bein be'Chutz La'aretz. The Orla that grows outside of Eretz Yisrael, is Halacha. So Asar midin Halacha, figure out what that means. The Mishnah says Asar midin Halacha. The Kilayim, Kilayakarim, is in Chutz La'aretz Midirei Sofrim. So according to this Shita, there are three different levels or statuses between Chadash, Orla, and Kilayim. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar said they're all the same status. Rabbi Shimon said they're all Chayim Midoraisa. Rabbi Lazar said they're all not Chayim Midoraisa, they're all Chayim Midorabanan. Here is a distinction between Orla and Kilayim. One is Halacha, one is Midirei Sofrim. Whatever that means, but you see it's a third Shita. So the Gemara asks, my Halacha. What does it mean that Orla is Aser, Orla and Chutz La'aretz is Aser Medin Halacha? Samar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hilchus Medina. They were just knowing that. Hilchus Medina, wherever they were noeg, right, wherever they were noeg to make it Aser, they were Aser. Rashi says, Hilchus Medina, Higu Heim Aleim Chutz La'aretz. They took it upon themselves to deal with Orla. You know, there's a Minhag Medina, took upon themselves to deal with Orla as Aser. The Ula Amar Rav Yochanan, Ula says, the name Rav Yochanan, Halacha Moshe Misina. Halacha means what we usually think it means. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Orla is Aser in Chutz La'aretz. But both of them would then say that Kilayim was only Medivrei Sofrim. Fine. So halacha is halacha either midin or halacha amongst midin. So amalei ulu rabbi. Midivrei sofer, midivrei rabbanan. According to this mishnah, it's midivrei rabbanan. Right, according to
the rice of the mutter.
Right, because it's only us and midivrei rabbanan. So midivrei rice, so you would be noi kalayim. You would be, not, but kalayim I think means kalayi karam. Doesn't necessarily not shatnez stuff like that. It's kalayi karam. So amalei ulu rabbi Yehuda. So ulu says to rabbi Yehuda, bishlam alidi. My shita makes sense. The amina halacha lemosh misinai. I said that halacha means halacha lemosh misinai. Therefore. Hainu the shani lan bein suffik orla the suffik klayim. That's why there's a difference. We'll see in a moment. There's a difference in halacha when you have a suffik orla and suffik klayim. I guess in chutz laretz. That we'll see in this mishnah that the halacha of suffik orla is more chamor than the halacha suffik klayim. That makes sense according to me. If I say that orla is noheg in chutz laretz as halacha moshe misinai, because it's going to be more chamer, and your that klayim's only midivrei sofrim, orla's midaraisa. So that's why it makes sense. But according to you, who says that both of them are like divrei sofrim, why is there a difference? And the difference being, why is orla more chamer? So the Tanan. So we have the following mishnah in orla. We have an orchard whose fruits are suffik orla. The suffix whether these fruits are orla. I'm not sure. We didn't know whether 3 years had passed. We lost track of the count. We lost track of the fruits. Maybe the fruits that got mixed together. We have a suffix orla. So if the suffix is ba'aretz, if the suffix is in Eretz Yisrael, then it's us because you have suffix d'oraisa, so you can go to chumrah. So it's usr. Bis Surya, if the suffix take place in Surya, which is like the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, which was captured, that's close to Eretz Yisrael, that's kibush al-yidei David. So therefore, there it's mutter. You're permitted to buy those peros once they were gathered, because since Surya is like Eretz, the Chutz Laretz, the Suffolk oil is going to be mutter in Chutz Laretz. But we don't tell, we can't tell the guy that he's allowed to, the first hand, the Chathila, gather that produce. But if he does gather that produce, people can buy it. Now, but Chutz Laretz, meaning places even further away than Surya, Yored Vilokea. You can even go into the field itself and purchase it, meaning you could tell the balabayas to gather the produce on your behalf. Ubilvab, but on condition, shelo yir enu locate. You can't see him gathering it. I don't know, because I guess if you don't see what he actually gathers, you can assume that maybe he gathered from something that wasn't the suffix.
Are we still assuming there's a suffix here or not?
Yes, this is all talking about suffix. If there's a suffix in Eretz Yisrael, it's usr. In Syria, it's mutter. And in Chutz Laretz, you can even go to the field itself and buy it from him over there. Whereas opposed in Syria, you can only buy it, I guess, in the marketplace. But the Gabi Klayim, when it comes
why the guy not being allowed in Chutz Laretz? Why can't you see him gathering it? What are you afraid of? It's a suffix, it's mutter.
You don't want to make a little, you want to be machmer. You want to make sure that you don't see.
What's a chumra? It's mutter. It's a suffix mutter.
Of all people, you're asking that it's mutter and people are machmer? On Pesach,
okay,
what are you? On Pesach,
thank you very
there
much.
Are plenty of things that are
thank
totally machmir. They were machmir. What's the problem? They were machmir. They were machmir. That's what it is, right? Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, Yored Yisrov Lokech Min Ovei Kuchavim Alokei Mipardes Sheyish Pontiyas Alzchayz Yisrov Yodesh and Nichosam Velokei Lichatila. Uvavach Lo Yirenu Yisrov Kshu Lokei Min Orla. You know, you can't see him taking from that produce because then you know for sure that the possibility existed. That's how they dealt with it. The ilu gabi kilayim, when it comes to kilayim, tnan, the Mishnah says, kerem hanatua yorik. You have kerem that is asr klai kerem. You have kerem that they have vegetables in there. And therefore it's asr klai kerem. The yorik hanimkar, the yorik nimkar chutzalo. And the balabais is selling vegetables from, okay, let's say he has a certain vegetable that's growing, and it's also had in the vineyard. So it's Asr Miklai Karim, and you see it right outside his vineyard, he's selling that vegetable. So assumption being that vegetable grew in that vineyard, and therefore there's a Kedir Klai Karim. But you don't know for sure, so it's a suffix, right? So Ba'ar, it's Asr. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Asr, because maybe that Yerik was from that vineyard, and it's Asr and Klayim. Besur Yomutter, and Sur you're allowed to buy it from him. Ubechutzla Aretz, Yored Vilokate, Ubevachlo Yukot Biyad. He says you can actually go into the field and gather it with him, as long as you don't do it by hand. I don't know why that makes a difference. But you see that you, in every level, Kliyim is more Mekel than Orla. Suffolk Klein is more Makil.
Because over here you can see it. Over there. You
correct. So it's more Makil. So Ula says, that makes sense to me. Because I'm going down in order. Eretz Yisrael is Usser. Midoraisa. Chutz Laaretz is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. And Klein Karim is only Midorabanan. Therefore, it's Midorabanan. It's going to be more Makil than the one level up. But according to you, El Lididach, that the Isser of Orla and Chutz Laaretz is also only because of Minog Medina. So Orla and Kelayim are both not Asur Midoraisa. Why were they more Makil and Kelayim than in Orla? They should be the same, right? Nitne Obezeh. Nitne Ozevzeh. Ozevzeh. Yorvilokes. You could just eat both cakes. Wait, did I read that wrong? Sorry, yeah. Nisne Ozevzeh Yorvilokeach. Ozevzeh Yorvilokeach. It should have the same din. One din at the last level was you can go and you can purchase for him. And even more Makil, you can go and you can actually collect and go gather it. So make the halacha the same. Why is the halacha different if they're both only us and Midirabanan? Why is the halacha different? So the Gemara answer is they are different. We have a different girsa in the Mishnah. Okay, not arguing on Svara. Just going to argue on the technicality. Amar le Shmuel Ravanan Tini Ozev ze Yorei Vilokeach Ozev ze Yorei Vilokeach. You're right. It has to be different. We have whoever holds that shita, it's going to have a different girsa in the Mishnah that's going to say either in both instances you can go and purchase it, or in both instances you can go and gather it. And Mar Berei de Ravanan Masni Lo Lekula. He learned the mission of the Kula, meaning Zev Zev, meaning both by Orla and Kalayim, Yored Vilokate, the Bavachalo Yukal Piyad. You can go and you can gather it, and so you know, as long as you don't do it with your hand. I don't know what that means, Vilok Yukal Piyad. You can't use your own hand? How else are you gathering it?
Maybe with utensils.
It's definitely that you did it.
Ah, okay. He says, Vilokate, Bavachalo Yukal, Hachover Asal Piyad.
Yeah, but if you're picking it yourself, you'd see whether it's.
That's exactly, because it's definitely how you've done it. He has
in parentheses, he's only a Jew. Oh, so he's talking about it. So Rashi also talks about that. I ignored that. Rashi talks about that. It's Geisha Field. So they're talking about also. That's why that makes a difference. Okay.
Geisha Field.
No, it's Goyim. So when the kids come home from school, the Goyim. Okay. Terrible.
So do we understand from this Gemara that Sofik Halacha is with Michael?
So Sofik Doraisa, it's going according to the Sheet. Sofik Doraisa is going to be Lakula. That's the known thing. Suffolk d'oraisa. The only machlok is by Suffolk d'oraisa l'kula, whether is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan. But Suffolk d'oraisa is always is the chumrah, right?
Right, but if we're saying that Ola is halacha and we're being maple, then.
Then is or is halacha, but halacha according to if you say halacha l'moshe misinai.
Is that
so no, but that's a different question. What does halacha mean? According to it seems to say over here that the status of halacha. Why would you say that it's not usher? I mean, maybe the status of halacha Moshe Mishinai, maybe the status of halacha Moshe Mishinai is different than the status of a beferish halacha. That seems to be what the Gemara is talking about. It's also a larger sugya.
Separate topic.
Okay. Amar Lei Levi L'Shmuel. So this is going to be a little bit of a minhag of the Amorayim. Who try to eat Paris and Orla and Chutz Laaretz. So what they try to do is create a suffix, which is interesting. They try to create the suffix with the produce of Orla and Chutz Laaretz in order for them to be permitted to eat it. Right. So Levi says to Shmuel, Aryoch, which I think is a nickname of Shmuel, suffix li v'ana echa, meaning create some sort of suffix in the Paris of Orla in order that I would be able to eat them. Right. Lilkot shelo b'fanai, Rasha, second, at the end of the second line. Gather this produce not in front of me, Sheyes suffik etzli vana echo over orlakai, and I'll eat it and it's orla. I mean, just gather the orla. Don't tell me where you got it from. Put it in front of me. Now I have a suffik. I don't know whether this is orla or not. I'm in Chutz Laaretz, so I can eat it. That's very, very interesting. Sorry, I can figure out. Rav Avya and Rav Baruchanan misapku spuki lahadadi. They would do it to each other. They would create the suffik to each other. They would make in the suffik. Everyone would gather peros on behalf of their friend. They wouldn't tell their friend where they got the peros from. So be mela by their friend, it would be a suffix and it's mutter to eat.
But it's not a real suffix.
Yeah, that's my question.
It's a
fix-up. It's exactly.
It's
so you could.
It's
like plain. It's suffix. What's it called? Suffix that you can explain. If it's a levara, you can right. You can figure it out. So why is that? Why is that a suffix?
It's all charades.
Three card Monte.
I don't know.
worst pishit of how we do it. We never ask
genius.
But we don't create a suffix with chachila.
Creating suffix.
We are.
Once you get to the apple,
I'm telling you, create a suffix for me.
Imagine you walk home and you say, what's the story with this? Oh, it's, I don't know, it's a suffix. You, I suppose.
There's a bunch of pieces of meat. I want to eat it. One of them's not kosher. I want to eat all of it. Go mix them up for me. Put them in front of me. I don't know which one's not kosher now. But you sure as heck know which one's not kosher. You can't do that. Why? Is it Israeli? Right. So no. What they're doing here is taking something that is Vade Orla, mixing it with something that's not Vade Orla, putting it in front of the other guy, and telling him, "Oh, you can go eat it because it's a suffix." Why is it any different than the meat case?
The reason is to show that it's purely monetary.
I guess.
Okay, and you shouldn't do chumras on this because they're about to play games with each other.
They play games all the time. Yeah, they seem to be playing games all the time. It's very. I don't know. It's.
I'm not so.
It's pretty much what Heshi does.
Yeah. I'll stop here.
It's a problem. It's